Shades of Jaws. I'm letting Donna's thing roll. It sounds good to me. Hey, everybody. Wow, these headphones sound weird, too. Everything sounds weird. Weird day. Dark out so early. December. How you doing, listener? I hope you're doing well. No fob. Miss you, fob. I got, I kinda have nothing. You were probably expecting, like, a protest show. And I feel bad about that. But, life's been kinda hectic. Insurance crap and car crap. Car's dying. As the mechanic said, Hurricane Sandy is finally catching up with your Jeep, Clay. But my wife and I did go to Bob Dylan last night. How do you feel about Bob Dylan? Do you like him? Do you just like the older stuff? Do you listen to his newest releases, like Tempest? I've been liking him in the last 10 years. Time Out of Mind. I like old Dylan. And he was great last night. Really, really great. The band was good too. Charlie Sexton and company. I was really moved. We were actually crying at one point. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, I'm going to play something from Tempest on CD. Called Long and Wasted Years. Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you. Maybe we'll take some calls, just hang out together for the next hour. A good film showing downstairs at 8 p.m. I'll talk about that too. Long and Wasted Years.
It's been such a long, long time since we loved each other, but our hearts were true. One time for one brief day, I was the man for you. Last night I heard you talking in your sleep, saying things you shouldn't say. Oh, baby, you just might have to go to jail someday. Is there a place we can go? Is there anybody we can see? Maybe it's the same for you as it is for me. I ain't seen my family in 20 years. That ain't easy to understand. They may be dead by now. I lost track of them after they lost their land. Shake it up, baby, twist and shout. You know what it's all about. What you doing out there in the sun anyway? Don't you know the sun can burn your brains right out? My enemy crashed into the dust. Stopped dead in his tracks and he lost his lust. He was run down hard and he broke apart. He died in shame. He had an iron heart. I wear dark glasses to cover my eyes. There's secrets in them that I can't disguise. Come back, baby. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. Two trains running side by side, 40 miles wide, down the eastern line. You don't have to go, I just came to you, because you're a friend of mine. I think that when my back was turned, the whole world behind me burned. It's been a while since we walked down that long, long aisle. frosty morn. We cried because our souls were torn. So much for tears, so much for these long and wasted years.
That was pretty good, huh? Bob Dylan from Tempest, Long and Wasted Years. Clay Pigeon with you here in the studio at WFMU. 8 minutes after six, it's dark. So dark. And a lot of people on the Accu playlist, like Common, who said, Clay, Lady Clay. Or was that E12? No, Common likes Lay, Lady Lay. Bronwyn, checking in. I wonder if it's the Bronwyn. It's the only Bronwyn I know. From Council Bluffs, if I'm not mistaken. A fellow Hawkeye. Council Bluffs, Iowa, right there on the Missouri River. Have you ever been there? Right across from Omaha? And I think Bethany is from Omaha. But Council Bluffs, really nice. The Bluffs, what a unique, is it geological setting, those bluffs? The former banks of the Missouri. And then like a million years ago or something, the river changed course. But the bluffs are still there, the old banks, they're towering. It's really beautiful. Bevo's out there, says Dylan is still great. Agree, Bevo. Marcel was there, I ran into Marcel. He's a regular listener of the Dusty Show. It's always fun to run into actual listeners. He recognized me. Hey, Clay! Across the crowd. Nice guy too, Marcel. But he wasn't sold on that Dylan show. It didn't seem like he was really getting into it. He didn't like it that much. Ken was skeptical too, station manager Ken. I was talking to him downstairs. I said, I went to Dylan last night. He looked at me funny. He said, really? I said, yeah, it was great. Really? It was, Ken. You should have been there. We were crying. Carmichael says, nothing says Christmas like Bob Dylan. Didn't he do a Christmas album recently? And his Christian albums, Slow Train Coming, what's the other one, Saved? I like it all. Vincent checking in. Lots of you guys on the Accu playlist, I really appreciate that. Davex checking in. And thanks for all your emails last week concerning the Thanksgiving show. Lots of times those holiday shows don't have a whole lot of listeners. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. We sure did. Friends over, it was a good time. Check out that Thanksgiving show on the archives if you would. People seem to like it. And there was a new mini musical at the end too, 13 minutes long. Boone's Farm Thanksgiving. Oh yeah, I mentioned the film downstairs. Come on down to Monty Hall, right here in Montgomery, 43 Montgomery. There's a documentary tonight, brand new, called Led Zeppelin Played Here. I can't remember the filmmaker's name. I'm really terrible about that. I just met him. I want to say Les. Was it Les? I hope it's Les Moore. Les S. Moore. Anyway, it sounded really good, like 69 era. Kind of that crossover, a new Yardbirds period. And evidently, a mystery as to whether Led Zeppelin actually played this particular venue for 50 people in that crossover time before they became the Led Zeppelin of legend that we know today. That's at 8 o'clock at Monty Hall. Come on down and check it out. Led Zeppelin Played Here. It sounds like my kind of thing. I want to check that out. I've been talking a while now. Got some Shaz going on. Shaz. You could call me. I wonder if you would. I always wonder, will they call without Fabio? It's a big risk. You don't call as much when Fabio and I aren't together. And I love having Fabio on the air with me. It's a big plus. The number is 201-209-9368 if you'd like to check in. 201-209-9368. The best way to make you call is to play a song, and then I can't answer the phone. And you do it every time. You'll call when the song starts. So maybe I'll just play a song, and you'll call. This is really laid back tonight, isn't it? I feel kind of guilty. Is it up to FMU standards? When you're just hanging out, sitting here talking, yanking. But I'm glad you're out there. And I just threw a few things on a CD. Like this one. I think it's a Clay's classic from a few years back. The Princeton Nassoons. Oh, wait. Now the question is, will it work? Is anybody there, Dusty Show? Hello, Dusty?
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity is...
Oh, the humanity.
It's very human. Who's this? It sounds like Tugboat Richie.
You got it.
Hey, Tugboat. I could count on you. Thanks for checking in. Are you out on the water?
Would you believe it? I'm home tonight.
Are you?
Crew changes tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. in Red Hook, Brooklyn.
If you don't know, Tugboat Richie is a tugboat captain. Is that it, Tugboat, on the Hudson River, the East River?
Yeah, you could say that.
How long you been doing it, Tug?
Last week was 36 years.
No kidding. How old are you?
56.
56. You really started when you were 20?
Yep.
You must love it.
Yeah, well, it was either there or Burger King.
I worked at Burger King one time.
Yeah, me too.
When I moved to Florida, I worked there for about 3 months before I got my radio job at WTAN. But I did some time for the King, back when they had the Whaler and the Iceburger. Those were the glory days of the King.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping, my dream is like to hit the lottery.
Do you play that
run
thing?
Run a Slurpee machine at the 7-Eleven.
That's your long-range goal?
Yeah, and just keep screwing up. Like if somebody came in and said, give me a lemonade or something like that, I'd screw up and give them a Purple Passion or something like that. I'd just throw it over my shoulder and start again.
Do you really play the lottery, Tugboat?
Yeah, I don't win. I can't win nothing if you were giving it to me for free.
I played it a couple times. It's not my thing. I'm scared of it. I think I have that addictive personality. I'm afraid some kind of gambling addiction gene might kick in if I got into that lotto.
Yeah, I don't know. I you know what? I went down to Atlantic City. I won $100. I took the money. I ran down the boardwalk. I went to Jimmy Buffett's, sat there and ate and drank.
You did. Does Jimmy have a place there? Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville or something?
Down in AC, yeah. I ran out. It's the only thing I ever won. I grabbed the money. I ran right down the boardwalk.
What are his fans called? Is it Parrot Heads or something?
Yeah, you got all kinds of people.
Are you a Jimmy Buffett?
You got me in there, so there you go.
Are you a Jimmy Buffett fan?
Not really.
No. I like the old Come Monday era Jimmy Buffett. But
you know,
I don't begrudge him. He carved out his
FMU seat. Is 10 times better, believe me.
Than Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah. What FMU is better than 10 times. I'm going to sit there with all them people with fake claws and everything. I wonder what's
What do you want to say to everybody, Tugboat? It's almost Christmas. What's your message to our listeners today from a tugboat captain on the Hudson in the East River, New York City?
Happy holidays to everybody.
Are you going to be with your family?
Oh, yeah, you know it. I'm getting off that boat. You know, let me tell you something. You watch the old Tarzan movies when the canoe hits the riverbank and the monkey's the first one to run out.
Yeah.
He climbs up the tree and beats a scout. That's me. I'm gone. Once that boat hits the dock, this monkey's gone.
Well, I'm glad you can be with your family, and I'm glad you're out there on the river, Tug. It makes me feel safer.
How about
you?
What are you doing Christmas?
We're going back to Dubuque. We're going home to Iowa to see my wife Kirsten's family. It's very nice there on the Mississippi River, and then we'll travel up to Fenimore, Wisconsin, a very small town in western Wisconsin. It's just beautiful there. And I love her family. They're really fun, nice people to hang out with.
That's good. I've never been out there, but that's my next thing. I want to get an RV and travel the Midwest to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I'm glad you want to go to the Midwest. There's a lot to discover.
I'm not leaving this country no more.
No more?
I'm done.
Yeah. I know what you mean. The older I get, the less inclined I am to need to go to faraway places. I don't know if I'm just lazy or what it is. I feel
like this country has a lot to offer and see. That's where I want to go. I want to see everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, I want to keep the money in the local economy. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's nice of you, Tug.
Not many of us left.
Yeah. I'll let you go, Tug.
All right, listen. Tell everybody I said hello, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Maybe sometime I'll see you. We'll have that holiday cocktail we'll always talk about.
Yeah, we're always talking about that. I hope we can actualize that, Tugboat.
You never know.
All right. What do you always say?
I said hard right, not Bud Light.
Take it easy, man. Tugboat Richie, checking in. Other than that, the phone's pretty quiet. I don't even know what this is I have queued up. Hey, Donna's back here. Donna did a great job today. She always does. The prime filler in for Fob. And she lives in Philadelphia. We were talking about it getting dark out, and she said, I'm a little bit concerned in my neighborhood in Philadelphia. Now when it gets dark, I'm a little scared. I thought that made me kind of sad, Donna. You shouldn't have to live in fear. You like Philly, though?
I'm getting
you can
there.
Come
I'm
talk to me if you want
to. Used to it. You know, first time Fabio...
You want to throw some cans on?
No. First time Fabio came and visit,
yeah.
He looked at me after walking down. She goes, who are these people? And I'm like, they will be called white trash.
Oh, no. Don't. We have a lot of listeners from Philadelphia, and I'm going to play a great Philly band a little bit later on. Is that Rocky statue still there?
Oh, sadly, yes.
Is it? That's cool. I would love to. That's probably one of the main things I'd want to see.
There's more folks lining up to take their photo.
I bet
with
you
Rocky.
They can't hear you.
Really? Nah, this they is can't. A pretty loud mic. There are more folks lining up to have their photo taken with Rocky who never climbed the stairs to go into the museum.
Oh, man. They just want the.
Yes, they pose, the they statue. Buy the t-shirt, and they mosey on.
We did the whole Rocky marathon not long ago. 6 movies straight. I better get back to it here, Donna. Thanks for coming in. Oops, the phone's silent, so I'm going to play a little song I started to talk about earlier by the Princeton Nassoons. I think it's a singing group out of Princeton University where Mike Lupica is, but I might not get to it because somebody's on the phone. Who's there on the dusty line? Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Oh, boy, that sounds bad. Are you still there?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. This is Clay. Donna's gone.
I know Clay. I just want to say hi to Donna. Donna knows me. I'm David.
Hey, David. I bet she does. I've talked to you before. How you doing, David?
Fine. I came home with good, great new Christmas news from thoracic surgery. I have the hole in my left lung is not bigger. It's the same.
Thoracic
and,
surgery. The and, thorax.
No cancer.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Come back and see me in 2 years.
Oh, that clean bill of health. That feels good, doesn't it?
That's my Christmas gift.
Yeah. Hold on.
And so for everybody
oh,
else,
you know what, David? David, you have your radio on, don't you? Because I'm getting some feedback. I can hear us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taping it. I rarely do that. I don't hear myself over the radio. I never call to hear myself.
Well, it's exciting to hear yourself on the radio. It's
a personal type thing. But Donna saved my life.
She did. How did she do that?
She told me to take my first nitroglycerin.
Oh, for your heart. My mom used to
exactly.
take those pills once in a while. Nitro pills. You got a bum ticker?
But she was in Philly in a bad neighborhood. What's she doing there? Yo, what's up with that?
Well, I don't know. But everybody's life's changing. It's getting harder out there. Are you doing okay?
Well, my right hand is the only thing I really have to work on. My whole family and my friends are concerned that I might lose power on my right hand and on my knees. Well,
how old are you, David?
I turned 60 November 3rd.
Happy birthday. 60
Thank
years
you
old.
Very much.
Are you still enjoying life?
Yes, I am. I try to remember always that I was young once.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I have to give up my elder years of my wisdom to twerp or twit. But no, I try to always remember that I was young once. And I have to be responsible to youth and their likings, too, even though times have changed.
David, what do you want to say to our listeners today? There's people out there listening. What's your message to them as we approach the holidays, David?
Keep love and peace in mind, heart, body, and soul. Happy, healthy, holy.
Thanks for checking in, David.
You got it. Take care, Craig. God bless you and yours. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too, my friend. I'll tell Donna you said hi, okay?
Thank you. So important. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's a sweet guy, David. I think he's in the Bronx. Just turned 60. Anyway, the Princeton Nassoons. It makes me think of Mike Lupica. I think he's teaching there now. And has a radio station, if I'm not mistaken, or he's the head honcho there. Here's the Nassoons with Stevie Wonder. Do-ba-do,
closing both my eyes, waiting for surprise. See, the heaven in your eyes is not so far, 'cause I'm not afraid to try and go in. Know the love and beauty never known before. I'll leave it up to you to show me. Looking at your hands, hands can't understand. Waiting for the chance just to hold your hand. Touch of rain and sunshine made the flower grow into a lovely smile that's blooming. And it's so clear to me that you're my dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
Were you in chorus in high school? Did you sing in the choir in church? Were you ever in a chorus? I waited till my senior year of high school, and then I was in the choir. I wish I could remember. Sidney Pratt, I think was his name, of the choir director. And I really enjoyed it, learning the songs with the other people in the group and then performing them. There was some Latin thing we did. Petru et super honk, or something. 2S Petru et super honk. I don't know what it means. Nobody on the phone. If you'd like to call, here's your window. 201-209-9368. This is Shaz. Some Dylan talk going on the Acu playlist. Movie coming up downstairs tonight at Monty Hall, 8 p.m. You want to check it out. Led Zeppelin played here. I hope you go to that. Concerning Dylan, Dale says, I have only one Dylan album, No Mercy. I love it, though. Dylan is like Leonard Cohen. You have to be a serious fan to like what they do today. I'm taking that upon myself. You have to be a serious fan to like what I'm doing today. That's for sure. The phone is active, though. Hey, look. Hey, it's a tree. We got all four lines lit. I don't mind a single bit. I ain't gonna quit. We're gonna answer the phone even though I'm alone. I don't know which way to go without my Bobby-O. Let's answer that telephone. Is anybody there? It's Shaz.
Yes.
Who's there?
My name is Will.
Will, do you have the will to live? I guess you do. You're talking.
I do.
Will, what's your...
I have a great will to live.
You do? Are you, you love life, or are you a person with gusto and verve?
I maybe not naturally, but I can work myself up to that.
Will, what's your
sign? I feel like things are going well lately, so...
What's your sign, man?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. We were talking at Thanksgiving how we didn't know any Capricorns. Jesus was a Capricorn, that Kris Kristofferson album.
Yeah,
I always
exactly.
think. Are you a Christian, Will?
I would say I was raised Christian, but
yeah, maybe.
The reason I called in is I heard you talking about growing up singing in choirs, and I don't know if you did, but I definitely grew up singing a lot of going to choir, Christian choir camps mm-hmm. in like middle school.
Were you a tenor?
What'd you say?
Were you a tenor?
Yeah, sort of in, kind of in between a tenor and a baritone.
Do you still sing in adulthood?
Yeah, I do. I write and record a lot of music, so.
Uh-huh. Do you sing in a band now?
Yeah, I play in a few bands.
What's your band? Drop a name.
My band is called Other Colors.
Other Colors. What kind of music? Is it cover music, originals?
It's all original music.
Great.
Right now it's I used to describe it as future folk rock.
Uh-huh. So are there elements, techno elements in it, like some drum machines and acoustic guitars?
Not exactly. Well, occasionally maybe, but it tends to be more.
Are you the lead singer?
Organic.
Are you the brainchild? You're the leader?
Yeah, I'm the singer / songwriter.
And where do you live? Where are you gigging?
I live in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Do you play? I used to play there at Hammer Jack's. You remember that place?
Yeah, I don't remember that place because it was before my time. But whenever anyone mentions Baltimore on your show, you always mention Hammer Jack's.
The home of Kicks.
Always hilarious to me. Because it's where all that hair metal bands play, right?
So do you play out in Baltimore? Are you just in the basement? What are you doing?
Yeah, I play out a fair amount. Mm-hmm. I play some shows with that band and sort of.
Can you hear the song I have in the background, Will?
What?
Can you hear the music I have in the background?
Not at the moment, no.
If I go, can you match that note?
Sure.
Now just riff on that. Sing something in that key.
Okay, I'm singing on this note.
Just riding that note.
Standing in my room talking to Clay on the phone.
What do you do in Baltimore? What's your day job?
Well, I'm a preschool teacher, actually.
Oh, you are. Wow. Yeah. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. And I'm at a really good school, and the kids are great.
Do you have kids of your own?
It's a good situation all around.
Do you have kids of your own?
I do not.
Uh-uh. Straight or gay?
Straight.
Straight. Are you? You have a significant other?
No, none at the moment. I am currently single.
How old are you?
30.
Are you divorced?
No.
No. Ever had a serious relationship?
I have. Yeah, I have. Oh. Right now I'm single. I'm
How long have you been single?
Single, but
How long have you been single?
About. Like 5 months, I think.
Oh, not so long.
Yeah.
Was it your idea or hers to break up?
It was kind of mutual.
Yeah. Is there somebody at school, another teacher that you got your eye on?
No. I had one of my relationships that I was in started that way, and I feel like that's a rule that I set for myself, but maybe, I don't know, it's sort of a silly thing to have. But no, the answer to that question is no.
Will, what do you want to say to everybody out there? It's almost Christmas. Do you listen fairly regularly to FMU?
Yeah, I do. I listen to this show pretty much every week and some other shows as well.
That's great. I'm glad you do, Will. What would you say to him? Here's your microphone. Just talk to him for a minute. I mean, try to get real with it. You sound like a nice guy. What are you feeling?
Well, I guess I would just say that you always ask for people's messages of peace and love, and I'd say around the holiday, whatever difficult situation you're dealing with, just try to think of the other side of it. And I don't know, I had something profound in the back of my mind, but
that was pretty profound.
All.
Hey, Will, that dream woman that you think about when you're lying there at night alone in the darkness. What might her name be? If your ideal woman, what would her name be? What's a name you love? A woman's name you love? Or if you met a woman and she told you, you know, you would just go, oh man, I'm even more in love now. What would it be?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Try to name one you like.
Geez. Maybe. I don't know.
You have to say.
The only name that's coming to my mind is Vanessa.
Vanessa. Hey, that's a nice name. Yeah.
That is a nice name.
Vanessa. Well, I'm glad you called, Will. Take care down in Baltimore, all right? And happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Call in again soon, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Will. That's Will in Baltimore. Wow, I love getting calls from other cities around the nation, other cities around the world. It's hard not to talk in rhythm when there's drums. What is this stuff? It's one of those dollar... Is this electro? What is this? We have another call. Let me dump Will here. I'm having a hard time dumping him. It's not going to work if I go to this line. There's going to be some kind of weird... Is anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Andy.
Andy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Andy. What made you call?
I don't know. I've always wanted to call in, and I heard you were, calling.
What's going on in your world? Are things pretty good right now, or are there some troubles?
A little bit of both.
What's the trouble, Andy? That's always a little more interesting.
Work stress.
Work stress. Man, I relate. How many hours are you putting in?
50 to 60.
50 to 60. That's insane. Do you have to do it? Do you hate your job, but you got bills to pay? You have to go in?
No, I like my job.
You like your job? What do you do?
I'm a therapist.
A therapist. Wow. Do you think therapists often need therapists?
Yeah.
And I know you can't talk about your patients, and I know you wouldn't do that. But is it hard? I always thought, wow, this must be hard to just hear people go on and on all day long about their problems. Does it wear on you?
Well, people get better, too, sometimes.
Yeah? I guess that's the gratifying part. You can actually help them along. Do you feel like you're a good therapist?
I think I get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm good or bad.
What about, what are the main things that people come in and want to talk about?
I work with families a lot, so a lot of times.
Now, I had a hard time understanding you. Did you say family stuff?
Yeah, I work with families.
Family stuff, like moms and dads?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is fair, but I grew up with brothers. I don't know much about the mother-daughter relationship, although... I've observed my wife and her mother interacting. It's complex, isn't it, that mother-daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the dynamics of it that you've seen and observed that are notable?
Amongst mothers and daughters?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. It's everything, but separation is always hard, when kids get to be, at an age where they start individuating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Separating, when they become teenagers.
If you went to a therapist, what would you want to talk to them about?
My mother.
Your mother, really?
Yeah.
What's going on with you and your mom?
Oh, just normal separating stuff.
What does that mean, separating?
Yeah.
What does it mean, separating? I'm not quite...
Oh, you're a child, and then you slowly become adult, and that process is... not depending on your parents. Just to make it really simple, cause a lot of stress.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to our listeners today?
Be safe.
Be safe. Did I ask you where you are? I know the last caller was Baltimore. If I asked you, I forgot already. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
You're right here in New Jersey?
Yep.
And what city?
I'm right outside of Newark in Bloomfield.
Do you like Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your message to the listeners?
Be safe.
Be safe. That's it. Be safe.
Be safe and enjoy.
What do you think about these things in the news, these protests, the police officers? Do you have feelings about that?
Yeah, I have strong feelings
about that. What do you think? What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
Feels messed up. Feels like the plot, Mississippi Burning, is coming to life. New York.
Do you think racism is alive and well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is the media exacerbating it?
Exacerbating the racism?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even know if that's the right word, but it sounded good. Are they making it worse?
I don't know. I was really surprised to see how little coverage there was of the protest.
I don't have
TV, but when I saw on Facebook, mm-hmm. I figured it would be all over, and people were still just going about their days.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
I'm hopeful for the future, yeah.
You are? What gives you that hope? Things seem so bad sometimes, like they're just going downhill.
We're hardwired to be resilient.
To be resilient?
Yeah.
You think we're a pretty good species, mankind?
I think he must be doing something right.
Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you, man. Will you check in with me again?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. care.
Okay. I think I bored him. Am I boring you? I hope not, listeners. It's not what I want to do. 22 minutes in front of 7. Clay Pigeon on your radio. Ooh, robot speak. Let me try to dump him. I had my dumping down. I don't know what I'm doing wrong now. Let's go to this line. Is anybody there?
Yeah, this is Steven.
Hey, Steven, what's up?
Oh, just sitting around.
Just sitting around? Where are you?
Right now I'm in my car, parked outside of my house.
You are?
I really have a radio inside.
What city are you near or in?
Strangely enough, also Bloomfield. I feel like I'm the third in the line of carbon copy callers so far, so sorry if I'm saturating the show.
That's okay. What's Bloomfield most noted for?
Being next to Montclair, probably.
Is there anybody famous from Bloomfield?
Nope. Not to my knowledge.
Is Bloomfield...
The only thing I can think of is I think Buzz Aldrin grew up in Montclair, but
astronaut,
not actually Bloomfield. Yeah.
Now, did he go to the moon, or was he the guy, was he circling the moon?
No, that was Glenn something or other.
Or Collins? Collins?
Yeah, Buzz actually stepped on the moon.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin had some problems later on. I was just talking to a therapist. I think Buzz Aldrin had some mental problems later on.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but it's somewhere in my memory. What's your problem, man?
My problem? I don't know. It's you hit the nail on the head at the beginning of the show. It's been a weird day.
Has it? What happened today?
Just some work.
That's my problem. I just dumped him like a hot potato. Hold on. Call back if you would. Oh, there it is. I just figured the whole thing out. Did you hear that other line underneath? It was kind of going with the music, and I was going with it for a second. But I couldn't take it anymore. I was not hitting the dump button. I was hitting the hold button. I've only been here 7 or 8 years, so hopefully I'll get on to these things soon. And if you think I don't feel bad about dumping that caller, you're mistaken. I feel very bad. And I hope, Stephen, maybe you'll call back. Let me give you a window. You could call right now, Stephen. It's wide open if you want to. And I'll cue something up while this Shaz is going. I've got a list of stuff here. I got Maurice Chevalier, Orpheus, Face Dancer. That sounds good to me already. Let me see if this is Stephen. I hope it is. Hi, is this Steven?
Yeah.
Steven,
yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I dumped you.
No, it's all right.
Yeah. What were you saying? Do you remember? Something about your problems today. Things were going on.
Yeah, it's just last night things got a little weird in my my home situation. Things are changing.
Like with a relationship or roommates? What?
Yeah, a combination of both, actually.
Okay, do you have a girlfriend, boyfriend? What do you got?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend and people living also with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? What's the conflict? Are you rats in a cage there? Is it just everybody stressed out and they're lashing out at each other?
No, I wouldn't say anybody's lashing out. I'm learning new things about everyone that I wasn't previously aware of.
What did you find out that shocked you or upset you?
Pardon me?
What did you find out that upset you?
I guess,
Just say it, man. They're not listening. They can't hear you. Just say it.
Probably not.
Just say it.
I guess just being able to discuss certain topics.
You're sugarcoating it, man. Go for the
jugular. That I'm not able to discuss, so I feel kind of isolated.
Sexuality with each other. You got some problems?
Oh, not necessarily with each other, just being able to discuss that with each other. And
why is it
so? I haven't had that conversation with them, so I feel kind of pushed out of the situation.
What's the issue? I think people could relate to this. Maybe we don't don't talk about that. What's going on?
Oh, Well, I don't know. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting this call to go in this direction.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I thought, you know.
No. I appreciate it, and you know, I guess that's why I called. I feel like the show is a comfort to me. So,
I want to know now, man. I want to know what's going on over there in that boudoir. What's happening, man? What's the problem?
Well,
How can you put it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is jealousy involved? Other people?
Maybe to a certain degree. I guess I'm feeling jealous that that certain people aren't able to talk to me about the same things that they're talking to other people
about. Oh, who's she talking to?
Just my roommates, our roommates.
Oh.
We all live together.
Oh, so, okay. That's tough, isn't it? Feel kind of, I don't know, like it wasn't their business or something?
No, well, I mean, it's up to them to make it each other's, but that it wasn't my business as well, I guess, made me feel a little jealous, which is petty of me.
Are you in love with this person?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Are you married?
No.
How long have you been going out?
For 3 years.
That's a long time. Do you want to ask him to marry you?
I don't think so. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Marriage isn't really in the cards for me, I don't think.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23. How old is she?
Also 23.
23. How long? 3 years. Is it going to work, man?
Is it going to work?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in order for it to work, we have to want to make it work.
If she was on the phone with me and you were not around, what would she tell me about you? What's your problem?
probably that I don't know. I have a beard. She would probably mention that.
She doesn't like the beard?
No, she does.
Yeah. What do you want to tell our listeners? I don't have any phone calls, but I feel like I'm running out of time. It's 16 till. I got to wrap it up with you, man. And you're not talking about that sexuality issue. It was a bit much for you, wasn't it? You weren't expecting it?
I wasn't. I mean, you know, if it weren't being archived, then I would love to discuss it with you. But, you know, I appreciate that you wanted to have that discussion
with
me.
It's those old Springer tendencies I have, I guess. Going for the dirt, man. It's all the Arby's, man. I got to get ratings. I'm tanking. What's your message to everyone? Your message of peace and love, man.
You make your own meaning, so make it positive.
You make your own meaning. I've never heard that. I like that. You're a good guy. I hope it works out with you guys. I think it will. It sounds like, you know, the path is sometimes bumpy along the way.
Yeah, I think it'll work out too. Thanks for talking to me, Clay.
Anytime, man. Will you call me back?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, I'd love it too. Take care.
Bye.
Couldn't get it out of him. I haven't looked at the Accu for a while. How are we doing on the comments? I gotta beat 125. Boy, if I could do that, I'd be feeling good. I look back at the old days and I got 150 and 160. Now just getting 125 is getting kinda tricky. I got two lines lit up and not too much time left. And I got a super mix I wanna play for you that I made this week. A mashup that's gonna eat up about 7 minutes of time. Should we just take these two calls? Now here I can drop it. See, that was so easy. Now I know how to do it. Who's there on the Dusty line?
Hi, Dusty. How's it going? Or hi, Clay. Sorry. I'm out of my mind.
That's okay. I like being called Dusty. Either one is fine with me. If you want to call me Dusty, as long as you call me, as they say. What's your name?
I was busily wiping down the kitchen counter, and I got into a little zen.
Kitchen counter?
There, so.
What do you use on that counter? What's your product?
My product is called, what's it called, Method?
Method. That's the...
Method.
Is it like a green product?
It's non-toxic.
That's nice of you.
It says plant-based power green technology.
Now, do you find...
it's not just green, but it's power green.
Could you throw some Windex on it or something and it'd probably be a little cleaner?
No. This is good stuff. It works well.
You're environmentally conscious.
A little, you know, you do what you can. Right?
How old are you?
How old am I? 39.
39. Wow, yeah. That sounds so young to me. Do you like it? Do you like being 39?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
You sound like a positive person. Is life going well for you?
Life's going well. Yeah. I'm in school. I'm about to finish another.
Did you go back to school?
My first college degree.
So. Wow! Congratulations. Where do you go?
Crazy.
What school? Rutgers. Where are you at? I don't know.
Portland Community College.
Portland Community College. Now, you might be. Did you just friend me on Facebook?
I didn't just friend you on Facebook, but I have called in and spoken to you.
Because somebody just friended me from that college who was a custodian, and I'm like, that's who this is.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to look around on campus next time
You see the custodian.
They got an FMU shirt on.
It's a woman, and you just go up to her and mention the Dusty Show. Maybe she listens.
Maybe if I whisper in her ear, always.
Do you think she uses method? Remember that? What was that powder they used to sprinkle on ERP when people would vomit? They had that powder. And it was actually, I remember it from a childhood. It was kind of pleasant. I used to want people to get sick so they'd spread some of that vomit sawdust around because it smelled so good. You're too young to remember us sniffing mimeograph paper. We were way into like the olfactory sensations back in elementary school.
If you just get a whiff of that vomit sawdust, it's right back, right?
Kind of like it. I mean, there's probably nothing as powerful as the sense of smell for conjuring up old, forgotten, nostalgic memories. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Don't you ever just...
there's been correlation to that.
Walk by
it's so ephemeral, though.
You walk by a man who's wearing some brute or something, and it just takes you back.
And then you vomit, and then you put the vomit sawdust on it.
Now, you're funny. You're funny.
Thank you.
And I'm running out of time.
I'll be here all night.
Now, yeah, I'm here all week. Now, you're in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Okay, not Portland, Maine.
Cascadia.
Gosh, right. You know, I find myself wishing I could move with my wife out to Oregon. It seems so progressive and like... you know, laws and
is this where I have to say no? Stop moving! Nobody come here. It sucks.
I know. Is everybody moving out
no,
there?
No, but it's not true. It is great here, and I think that's why a lot of people have been moving out here lately. I've noticed though, there's a lot more people in the city. There's
now,
traffic.
We're out here in Jersey, separated by the Mississippi, the Great Midwest, the Missouri, Nebraska. The Rockies, the Tetons, Yellowstone, all of that in between us. We're probably talking a satellite. Your voice is bouncing down from space. What do you want to say to everybody here on the East Coast and beyond, across the pond in places like England and Portugal? What do you want to say to them all the way from Portland, from your heart?
Well,
Hold on.
It awesome, everybody.
I'm leaving the room, so you got about 30 seconds here. If you don't talk, it'll be dead silence. I can't have that,
right.
So don't stop.
I say, everybody, just keep being awesome, stay positive, and do what you can to continue to love people and see the best in people and have a little bit of faith. Don't give up on people. We're all right.
We're all right. We're all right. You know what song that is?
Yes, I do.
What song?
Big Star.
Is that? Do they have that? Because I was thinking Cheap Trick. Surrender.
It's a Big Star song, right?
Yeah. Surrender
Hanging
by Cheap.
Hanging out. But what they use on that 70s show.
You're cooler than me.
Song. Alex Chilton song.
Alex.
Maybe it's not a Big Star song.
Who was
Maybe
the other?
I think Alex Chilton wrote it.
Who was the other Big Star? I know there was three of them, but who was Andy Bell?
Oh,
is
Andy
that?
Bell, yeah.
Yeah, Memphis. Yep.
I
got to immerse in Big Star. I've just have never gone there yet. And
You got to see the movie. There's a documentary.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, I've got to go. I've got something to do here, but I'm glad you called me. Will you call me again?
You know it.
Okay, keep listening, won't you?
Of course.
And happy holidays out there in Portland.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, you want to make a noise or something while I turn you down?
Okay, I'll squawk like a bird.
Oh, do it.
All right. Ka-ka, 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 ka-ka.
That's a good sport. Very little prompting. People are mentioning colognes they don't like. Azzaro or Dracar Noir. Orange Julius. The smells of the 70s and 80s. People are talking about Brian. If you haven't been on that AccU, get on there. It's constantly fascinating. And you'll meet the veterans of the AccU. People like Matt from Springfield. that are good friends to know, cyber friends. It's a modern world. So let me play this mashup I did, and we'll see if there's a second or two at the end to say goodbye to you. I'm so glad that you listened today. I know it maybe wasn't one of the greatest shows ever, but man, it's so nice to be here with you. I hope you'll come back again to the Dusty Show. And the TNP coming up too. Hardy at the top of the hour. I got a fishy show out of my coat. Let me play this mix for you. I hope this works. Oh, wrong one. Hold on. Here we go.
All day long, as long as I'm making my music. ain't gonna do nobody no harm. And who knows, maybe I'll come up with a song to make people wanna stop all the fussing and fighting long enough to sing along.
Like the bluebird flying by me, like the waves out on the blue sea, say goodbye.
We're all here for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition. That's coming up next on the TNP. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for checking in on the AccU. Thanks to all the rest of you who are out there in the hinterland somewhere listening to FMU. If you're close by, come on down. There's a movie at 8 p.m., the first in our movie series here at FMU. Excited about that. Tonight's film is a documentary, Led Zeppelin, played here. Goes back to 69 and explores a mystery gig attended by supposedly just 50 people. But did it ever occur? That theme will be examined in Led Zeppelin, played here. It starts at 8. You've got time to get down here. And I want to say hi to my wife, Kirsten. I love you, honey. I'm so glad you're in my life. Looking forward to our Christmas together coming up, going back to Dubuque. Everybody take care. We'll catch you next Thursday night at 6 for another edition of The Dusty Show. Thanks, callers. Until next time, take care. And always remember, Shaq.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we travel together in life. I'll be your travel buddy. You can take me with you in your fanny pack, and if you get mugged in Barcelona, I'll jump out and punch the offender right in the gut. Or the solar plexus, whichever is more effective for you. You and I write our story together. Audiobooks, The Dissempter by Mars Den Roman, as read by Hardy White. The Dissempter by Mars Den Roman. The eternal search for now. I make my decisions based not on the future or the past. I do what I can. I do not have the luxury of context. Keep your hands on the wall. They are on the wall, he said, and he wasn't lying. They'd never left the wall since he'd entered the cave. He knew that in the impossible darkness, it was his only lifeline. He inched along. Sometimes he would raise one hand, but he'd soon return it to the cold stone wall. He was hunched over. He had been standing taller, but the ceiling would sometimes come up and meet his head. And while the bonk would give the instructing voices a good laugh, he was tired of the pain. And so now he was hunched, hands on the wall, inching along. In a dark so profound, he had never seen one quite like it, even with his eyes closed. It was as if the entire universe had disappeared. And he knew that if he didn't follow instructions, the floor might also disappear, but instead of hovering in space, he would be plunged into a deep pit. Stop! They put a hand on his back. He stopped. They lit a torch. The whole cave lit up. It was a lot smaller than he thought, but still as frightening. They faced him. They blew dark soot on his hands. And he looked up. And when he did, he saw the sky. The sky framed by a brick circle. And when he looked down, the guiding voices were gone. But his hands were on the wall. A rope ladder dropped over the side and landed right next to him. And a voice followed. You ready? Yes, he replied. Because that was true, too. He was always ready. For anything. And so he climbed up the ladder and out of the well. You look fresh this morning. Oh, do I? He said. Yeah, fresher than usual. Fresher than a guy who lives in a well usually looks. They both laughed. He knew that this was his friend. Just didn't know which friend or his name. They walked together down a small road for a while, until finally reaching a truck. They got into the truck and they drove off. Oh, how long we been at this, he said. Oh, I'd say 4 hours, 4.5 hours. Do you want some snacks? He turned around and he looked in the back seat. There were bags, grocery bags, full of snacks of all kinds. He reached for the bagged popcorn. This'll do. Oh, how many miles? He knew to ask questions like this. They always seemed right, rather than where are we going or where do you think we're going or something like that. A pointless question, given his circumstances. Oh, I'd say 2 more hours or so, the driver lied. Okay, mind if I nap? A nap he did, and he fell asleep. And then he woke up. Chapter 2. Sometimes when he would wake up in the morning, he felt like he wasn't in the same body, but he always was. He looked down and it was always the same body. He recognized it. It wasn't his young body. Might not have been his old body, but it was a slightly misshapen middle-aged body that he recognized. He recognized the one lone tattoo on his kneecap. He recognized the hands especially. Those hands looked very familiar. That's how he checked himself. Yes, this is what I remember of me. Are you awake? He realized he was in bed. Of course he was in bed. He was sleeping. The voice came from the bathroom of the hotel room. Ah, hotel sheets. I know they're cleaner than my own. Even though people say, oh, they're full of bed bugs or they're full of the body fluids of the previous guests, I know better. I know that actually they're full of bleach and detergent, more so than I use. I use some sort of, don't I? Some sort of allergy-friendly detergent? Is that a clue? Are you going to get up or not? The voice from the bathroom said, and it was a woman's voice, and he recognized it because it was his wife's. Yes, I am. Kids. He remembered kids. There's kids. What? Never mind. He flipped on the TV and he saw that there was an Adventure Time marathon on. He recognized that and he could pinpoint the year. But it was always that year. It was always right around now, whenever now is. That's when this is all happening. He knew that. He knew it was all happening right around now. He just didn't know exactly when that was. The voice from the bathroom then became a person from the bathroom, and he saw that it was his wife, Hannah. She stood there with a towel around her. Hey, he stalled. Hey, breakfast? A coffee? I need coffee? He was right about that. Most of what came out of his mouth wasn't a lie. He knew how to do that. He could state truths without knowing how he got to a place and how he was going to leave. But he could still say, I'm hungry, or I need to use the toilet. I need to use the bathroom. All right, it's all yours. Oh, gee, thanks a lot now that you're done with it. Coffee. That was a consistent theme. He knew that every time he woke up, he needed some coffee. Maybe he really was waking up. Maybe every time he went to sleep, the whole universe was destroyed, and he woke up in a different universe. Was that it? Or was it memories? I'm losing my memory. I don't remember if I'm losing my memory. He had that thought all the time and usually banished it because he needed his reason for more immediate problems. Should I have the coffee in the room or should I wait to go downstairs? I don't know. Do whatever you want. Have both. Yeah, but if I have a coffee in